This podcast is brought to you by Audible.com, the internet's leading provider of spoken word entertainment. Get a free audiobook download of your choice when you sign up today. Log on to audiblepodcast.com/lost for details. From Raleigh, North Carolina, it's the Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack, a podcast dedicated to the show Lost on ABC. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to the Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack. My name is Jay.
And I am Moses.
Moses. You should have done Ricardo.
No, Moses. Well, it's Moses for another reason.
Why is that?
Well, we'll find out later.
Okay. Welcome to the Thursday edition of the Lost Podcast. How are you, Jack?
I am really confused.
You know,
my mind is just I'm stunned.
What are you stunned about?
Well, the ending.
Well, I called it the beginning of the episode.
You did. I got to give you kudos. I should have known the whole time because I've been saying this for four seasons, and I kind of backed off the last couple weeks and was duped and. Should have stuck to my guns because I was right, and yes. Everyone who said I was a hater was wrong.
Uh-huh.
I hate to say it that way, but I was right.
Well, I mean, the question is whether or not it was obvious to me once they showed that first scene, the guy, that actor from
Deadwood,
and he's been in a lot of other things,
right?
And people are saying in a lot of the feedback, he's a sow. ESAU, I believe.
Right, he's Jacob's brother.
In the Bible. Well, like from the Bible, there's a story of in Genesis, Jacob and Esau, ESAU. But he definitely was kind of the contrasting figure to Jacob in that Jacob was like in white.
Well, he said at the beginning he couldn't kill Jacob, and Jacob couldn't probably kill him, much like Widmore.
I don't even think it's on that level. I think it's more. He says, "You know, I want to kill you."
Right.
I just need to figure out the loophole.
Right.
So. But we'll get into that in the recap in our discussions, and what the heck's going on?
I gotta say,
that
this episode was so good. It's first time in a long time. I think I even said at one point, "Wow, it's been like a half hour since I took any notes." I just forgot. I put the pad down and started watching the show, and that's been a long time since I've said that.
Really? Well, you usually write down the wrong notes.
Well, that's true. I didn't write any dates down this time.
And God, that I know that actor that played Jacob, and I can't remember what he's been in. I can't remember.
Well, I was spoiled a few weeks ago. Someone sent me a photo of the actor, and he's been in a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff. So I knew the whole time it was Jacob. In fact, I even said, "Oh, that's Jacob," out loud, so I apologize.
Yes, yeah, you're a jerk.
I apologize.
Anyway.
He said, "I don't want to know." I said, "You don't want to know that that's Jacob?" Sorry.
All right, anyway, let's get into the last recap. We got a lot to talk about.
Oh, we got about 10 minutes of
yeah. Recap. Oh, and also, I think for the calls today, I'm going to put all the calls we've gotten at the end of the show, just so everybody can have their voice heard. And then I'm going to...
All of them?
Yeah, and then we're going to do, for the last feedback, we'll
do
the
Twitter. You know we're up to about 80 already.
Yeah, so, well, I downloaded like 30 or 40. I'm going to put those at...
Really? Wow. That's just crazy.
Or maybe it's more like 20. But when I first started doing this, I downloaded them all. So
and it'll turn out to be like 3 when you're done.
But for the feedback, probably we're going to use a Twitter and an email or two, just so we can keep it all within a reasonable time.
But I you know, it's funny. I was going into this episode not kind of worried, a little confused, a little going, okay, I don't know if I like the direction they're going.
Uh-huh.
Now I'm like going, okay, it needs to be January.
Well, you don't even know the direction they're going.
I have not a clue.
All right, well, enough wasting time. Let's get right into the recap.
Let's do it.
Here we go. All right, it's last recap time. Have some recap-iness to get into.
Recap-iness.
Last time we're going to hear that song for a long while.
And everyone just cheered.
All right, so we had the incident. It starts out with a man, it looks like in some kind of like Egyptian room of some kind.
Yeah, that's when I said it was Jacob.
And he's making a tapestry.
Yes.
And
who doesn't?
And he's living the simple life, looks like. He looks like these hand-woven sandals.
Bet. Yeah.
They look really complicated.
Not when you have a lot of time.
Yeah, I guess so. And then he goes out onto the shore, And he gets a fish. It looks like a goldfish. Isn't carp like you can't eat it? It's bad food.
I don't know.
Bad fish.
I've never had a college hazing where I had to swallow a goldfish.
But
well, then he's frying it on a rock. I'm thinking
black rock.
Yeah, and I'm thinking, you know what? Just get yourself a hibachi. But he's old school.
Yeah, he's very old school. So then this other character comes along.
Well, Jacob's wearing a white shirt.
White shirt.
And I think that's important.
I think it is important because the other person that comes up, he's wearing a black shirt.
Right. And I wish I knew this actor's name because I loved it. He's been in a lot of shows that I've watched. Been. And I he's a great actor, but I always go, Deadwood guy.
but the Black Rock is off in a distance.
Right. Well, we assume.
Well, I think it's safe.
It looked
to
like
assume.
The ship that Richard was putting the little bottle mm-hmm. last week. So we're going to assume that was the Black Rock.
Yes. He says, you know, the people are going to fight. People are going to die. And he says, then Jacob says, that we learn later anyway, his name. Or if you're watching with Jack, he just spoils you on who it is.
Yeah, it's Jacob.
And he said, they're just progress to the end game.
Right.
And he said, the guy in the black shirt, he says, you know how bad I want to kill you.
Yeah.
And he says, once I find a loophole, Jacob, I will.
Yeah. And I thought we were going to get his name. And he goes, well, yeah, whatever.
I think I'm just going to call him, people are calling him Esau.
I think it's better just call him the Deadwood guy.
Deadwood guy?
Deadwood guy. Okay. For now,
Or black shirt.
Black shirt. But I think Deadwood guy.
but they pull back and we see the full statue.
Right. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah, and it still is kind of a cross between Anubis and then that pregnancy god.
Right.
Because the face wasn't like a full kind of sharp dog face of Anubis, but had kind of the face of that pregnancy idol.
Yeah.
But still, who knows?
Well, Jacob just seems like he's a relaxed kind of. He just kicks back, enjoying life. Doesn't it? Doesn't seem to be stressed out.
We go to commercial. We come back to Iowa. And it's funny, like, once you see Star Trek, you'll get this, but I have expected to see, like, Iowa show up in the top corner.
Well, thanks for spoiling me.
You'll get it once you see the new
Star Trek. I'm going to watch it tomorrow. Or today.
But Tom and Kate are there. Young Tom and young Kate.
Tom goes nowhere without that little plane.
Yeah. It's like his safety net. It's like his Linus's blanket. Yeah. But they go in and Kate steals a New Kids on the Block lunchbox pail, which was the same lunch pail that Tom and Kate dug up later on.
Right.
When Kate came back to Tom to see her mom one last time before
their
she...
Their little time capsule.
Yeah, the time capsule with the tape and all that kind of stuff.
And the
plane. The first season episode.
Right.
So a little bit of circle.
Circle of trust or circle of life. I'm sorry. Got that whole circle of trust in my head.
but she gets caught, and the store owner is going to call her mom.
You know what's funny, though? What has Kate always done? Run, run, run. She didn't even make an attempt to run.
Because Jacob pays for the lunchbox and saves her butt.
Jacob's a nice guy.
We then go to Sawyer and Kate.
Well, wait, Jacob said, you're never going to steal anymore, right? And she said, yes, but you said nothing about killing. Right?
It is
he did
true.
Say you'll never steal again, right?
Uh-huh.
I think that's important.
So then we go to Sawyer, Kate, and Juliet, and they are heading out, still in the sub.
Right.
And they're also handing out the...
NyQuil.
The Nyq or the sedative. So people were like, why didn't they give the sedative? So I guess they answer that question.
But it still doesn't explain why they have to do it. Does the sub pilot, does he take the sedative? Does it go
out? No, he has to guide... He's the captain of the sub.
So why is it so important that the people on the sub take
because it's
the
a long ride. Why would you want to be awake for that?
I'm not buying it. I'm still going to hold my ground on that one. I'm not buying it. I'm not buying the whole sub. Got to take it. You take it, the ride's over. All right,
well, Kate wants to convince Juliet and Sawyer to go back and stop Jack from blowing up the island. And Sawyer and Juliet, or kind of speaks on the behalf of Juliet, says they want to leave him alone.
Right. He says, do what he wants.
We got our own plan.
Right.
We then go to Jack, Saeed, Richard, and Eloise. And Saeed, looking at Faraday's journal, sees that they can't really move the 20-ton bomb.
Well, first one, I think Jack said 10 tons. And then Saeed said 20.
But they have to remove the hydrogen core.
Right.
Move it along. And they only have 2 hours to move it, according to Faraday's notes.
Once you remove it.
Yeah. We then go to Rosinski and Chang. And Chang doesn't want to do the drill, but Who's
Rosinski acting like?
I don't know.
He's acting like Locke.
No, he's not. He's acting on full delusions of grandeur.
No, it's his emotions. He's not thinking things out. He's got this thing in his mind.
Worse than Locke. You can try and criticize Locke all you want, but Locke is nowhere near as bad as Rosinski. I'm sorry.
Okay.
But
enter 7-7.
Not even close. He thinks he's Edison when he starts comparing to Edison.
Yeah.
But see, I never think a light bulb killed bunches of people.
Well, we don't know that.
Do we?
Yeah, we don't know that.
Oh, okay. But he starts the drill again. We then go to 30 years later to Locke's convoy.
But why won't anyone stand up to Rosinski?
What do you mean?
No one, even Chang backed down. Yeah, go ahead. I mean, he just said, yeah, okay, do it.
Because he's a bald man. And you never mess with an angry bald guy.
I'm getting mad.
We then go to Locke's convoy 30 years later, and they are walking along, and they take a break. And Ben and Sun have a conversation, and Ben tells Sun that Jacob is in charge, and the leaders answer to Jacob.
Right.
And he says he's never met him.
No.
We then...
He seems a little bummed out at this point. Seems a little down on himself.
We then go to Alpert and Locke, and Locke wants to... Alpert asks, you know, why you want to see him so bad, or he tells him, I heard that he strangled you, Ben strangled you, how'd you come back?
He goes, well, you've been on the island long time. You know what's
yeah.
I've never seen
anything remotely like that.
And he goes, well, I've never seen a person age.
And he says, that's
who hasn't aged.
And he says, well, that's because of Jacob.
Right. So and now we get the answer to that question.
Yes. But he says, Locke says he wants to thank Jacob.
Right. I want to shake his hand.
And he says, you know what we have to do about the Jira plane people?
Yeah. I'm like going,
I guess kill them.
Then I'm starting to think, okay, then what you had said in the beginning, then I started going to your side. Mm-hmm. I said, okay, that guy's not Locke.
No,
that's what I was thinking. I don't spoil anyone who hasn't watched it. But I started going to your, I go, because why would Locke want to kill these people?
Yeah. We then go to Alana and Bram. And
it's Bram.
Bram. Sorry, I keep doing that. They think Frank could be a candidate for their cool little crew.
Did you think Frank, I knew Frank was awake.
Hmm?
I knew Frank.
Yeah, he had the half open eyelid. Come on, yeah,
Frank wasn't fooling me.
Wouldn't
you have kicked him or something like that to make sure?
I would have. But they say he's they're friends, and they open up the thing there for him to see, and that's it's Locke in there.
Yeah, and then they goes terrific. I go well, then it can't. I said well, then it can't be Locke.
Why?
Because he said terrific.
Yeah. anywho, go to commercial break. Come back to young Sawyer at his parents' funeral.
Why, yes.
And he's writing a letter to the Sawyer that killed his parents or led to his parents' death. Right. And
well, he believes Sawyer's responsible for his parents, his father, you know, killing his mom. Then
but
himself.
His pen runs out of ink, and who arrives to give him another pen? Jacob.
Jacob, who is everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Jacob is everywhere.
But then I guess it's his uncle.
I thought it was uncle. Didn't we have a thing last week that said Uncle Doug?
Maybe. I don't remember.
I didn't hear a name, but it's Uncle Doug. We'll call him the uncle.
Tries to tell him to let it go and asks him to promise that he won't finish that letter.
And he says yes, so it's Sawyer's first con.
Yes, it is. We then go to Sawyer, Juliet, and Kate. Sawyer still is kind of adamant about not wanting to go back, you know, him and Juliet starting their own life.
Well, he has a great plan. He was going to buy into Microsoft.
Yeah.
He was going to bet on the 78 Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
He was going to make a lot of money.
Yeah. So then when the Dharma guy comes up to give him their orange juice, special OJ, Juliet knocks him out.
Oh, yeah. She's hardcore.
And,
you know, but this is what ruined what, you know, I thought they were setting Kate up to maybe be the hero that she had the keys, the handcuff, and that's how. No. She just got caught and got thrown on the sub. So what are they doing with
She's an antagonist.
But what are they doing with her character right now?
I don't know.
We loved her in season 2. We loved her in season 3.
That gives us one last season for redemption.
And now we're like, what are they doing? Seriously, I like her character. I love her character. What are they doing with her?
I don't know.
We'll move on, I guess.
But they release Juliet, gets them to take off their handcuffs, and they make the captain, they take his gun, point it at him, and take him up.
He goes, what happens? Horace tries to get a hold of me.
And then he shoots the transistor.
You're not home.
Radio. Then we go back to the Jughead crew, as I'm going to call them, and Saeed removes the hydrogen core And Alpert asked Jack about Locke. He says he saw him three times before, and he didn't seem, you know, so super.
Didn't seem special to me.
Yes, special.
And I'm like going, then I'm really starting to believe your plan and your theory. And I, but then he goes, is Jack, is there a question here? A little, and then, you know.
And Jack says not to give up on him.
Right. Don't give up on Locke. And I said, well, maybe Jay's wrong. Seriously, I was going, well, maybe Jay's wrong. Why would Jack say that?
Mm-hmm. But we then go back to Locke's convoy, and Locke and Ben start to talk and ask why he hasn't ratted him out yet about wanting to kill Jacob. And then Ben says that his dead daughter threatened to destroy him if he didn't. And Locke says, good, so I don't have to convince you then.
Right.
And Ben's like, well, convince me to do what? And he says, I'm not going to kill Jacob. You are.
What?
Cut to commercial break. I kind of figured that already, that Locke was going to do that.
Yeah, I thought that all.
He was kind of setting him up. We then go to a flashback with Nadia and Saeed.
Yep.
Seem to be enjoying life in L.A.
Just couldn't find her sunglasses.
No.
Or was it Saeed's sunglasses?
Something like that. But she's crossing. They're crossing a street. And then Jacob stops Saeed for directions.
Now,
and
why?
Nadia goes, I found him. And she gets smacked by a car.
Yeah. I was like, oh, that is hardcore.
And then she starts saying to Saeed when he goes to her, she wants to go home.
Right.
To be taken home. So that explains why her funeral
was Iraq.
Yeah, back home.
Yeah. But that was pretty realistic.
Yeah, that was.
It was like, that is hardcore. Now, I guess Jacob...
You're pretty good at hitting people with cars on that show.
So Jacob really wanted Saeed to come back.
Mm-hmm.
So there's got to be a reason for that.
So now remember back in Juliet, what was that, in season 3, when her... Was that her husband?
Her ex-husband.
Ex-husband got hit by the car?
Yeah, but bus.
Yeah, by the bus.
Yeah.
So which one was better, that one
or
when Michael got hit by the...
I would say the bus.
Yeah.
Because we didn't like him.
No.
We liked Nadia.
So then we go back to the Jughead crew, and they're going towards the camp, and Richard knocks out an entrance into one of the bunkers.
I got to ask a question. Is Richard on steroids? He just knocked that wall out like it was nothing.
Well, it's an old wall.
Okay. Well, we see it later on that he opens up a wall, too, with these bricks. Just get out of my way. Spits on his hand.
It's made to do that.
Okay.
Just need a little shove, that's all. A little elbow grease.
You couldn't do it.
So then Jack starts to lead away, and then Eloise is like, no, I'm the leader here. I'm going to do this. But then Richard knocks her out.
Right.
And says...
Well, he confirms that she's pregnant.
Yeah. And he says, I have to protect the leader. You know, she'll be mad at me. At least she'll be alive.
Right.
So then Saeed and Jack go up. And they decide to hide in plain sight.
Well, did you know it was Horace's house right away?
No. Why?
I saw the crib.
Ah, okay.
So I said, that's got to be Horace's house.
So then they go out, and they're among the people. And I thought first Phil was going to point him out.
Yeah.
But he didn't. It was actually Roger Linus spots Saeed and shoots him.
Hey, you're the guy that shot my kid.
I'm going to shoot you.
I thought he was going to bring him a beer.
But then Jack goes Rambo. He's
standing
there just shooting at him. impervious to bullets.
Well, Jack's on a mission now.
Yeah, he is. He is. But then Hurley, Jin, and Miles come to the rescue in a Dharma van.
Right, that was cool.
Yeah. Hurley's Dharma van. Always
and
coming to the
aid. You saw people get out of the way when Hurley was driving the van.
Uh-huh.
He's a
killer.
He's done some damage before.
He's a killer on wheels. We go to a commercial break, and we come back. The sub did go up, and Kate, Juliet, and James are rowing their way back to shore.
And Juliet, I mean, Kate and Sawyer having a little banter back and forth.
Yeah.
It was kind of cute, unless you're the third wheel, Juliet, in the back of the little raft.
Aw. But they arrive to the beach, and a dog starts barking, and who is it? Vincent.
Vincent.
And who is there on shore? A very Robinson Crusoe, Rose and Bernard.
I thought he would look like Moses because he had the stick and he came out of the thing and he's all hairy. So that's why I called. That's why I said Moses. He looked like Moses.
Okay, so you're calling Bernard Moses.
Bernard is if you go back and watch it, as he comes out, one hand's in the air and his other stick's in the air. And it kind of looked like Moses parting the Red Sea.
Mm-hmm. We then go to Jack and the bus, and they're driving to the Swan, and he's trying to save Saeed, putting the pressure on the wound.
Right.
We then go back to Rose and Bernard's island getaway, Paradise Hut.
Yeah, this whole scene irritated me.
Basically, they said they avoided them. They didn't want to be part of their...
We sent people out looking for you. I know you joined the Dharma Initiative, but I didn't want to do it. I'm retired. Oh, please. Oh, please. I was just like, oh, come on.
So do you think this was Rosa Bernard's swan song? Do you think this was like their send-off on the show?
I think we will no longer see Rosa Bernard. Unless, of course, the plane does land in whatever direction they're going. But I think we are done.
They're talking about them having their stop Jack blown up a bomb. She's like, how many times do you need to shoot at each other and all this other stuff?
She was making a great point.
Yeah.
You know, the case was made, but the whole point where they weren't, how could they it was a pretty big house. The pretty big hut they had.
Yeah.
I mean, cabin.
Because Jacob allowed them to live there.
But Jen never found it?
Maybe it's movable like Jacob's hut.
Cabin. Were you happy with that explanation?
Yeah, I mean, it seemed kind of like out of nowhere. I mean, and it was relatively quick, the explanation. And I'm going to be sad if it's like the last we see of Rosa Bernard, because I like their characters. And they did make it very much seem that they didn't care if it blew up or not. They're living the rest of their days together.
Well, as long as they died together, they were happy.
And it definitely set them up to be Adam and Eve.
Yeah, I think
like
so.
Almost guaranteed at this point.
I would think so because of, you know, the deal, but I don't know. It's just the whole thing. We didn't want to join the DARB initiative because we were tired. I said, why don't you just stab me in the back, Rose?
We then go back to Alana's crew, and Frank wishes he hadn't seen what was in the box.
Right.
And that's what I was like, yep, it's luck.
Yeah, you were right the whole time. I got to give you kudos on that one. You were right the whole time.
And I hadn't been spoiled. I've been like insanely spoiler-free.
We've received a lot of emails from people saying that Locke was in the box.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of emails from that. And I kept saying, you people are crazy. It can't be Locke. We see Locke walking around. How could it be Locke?
Like, I didn't even look on the Twitter the last couple of days.
Email. Like I said, if I would have stuck to my guns and been more open-minded, I would have
probably... You're just as weak as Locke.
Ooh, ouch. It's the lack of hair.
You don't have those leadership qualities.
That's right. I don't want it.
But they get to Jacob's cabin as we've known it, and it looks like the little line has been crossed with the...
Yeah.
Whatever that is.
The ash.
The ash. And Alana goes in, and the house is torn up, but there is a knife and a dagger on some piece of tapestry, it looks like.
Yeah.
And she brings it out, and it is of the four-toed statue.
Right.
So I guess they know where they have to go.
Do we know who put the knife up there? Was it
Jacob?
Maybe Jacob.
It was kind of telling them where to go. Then we go to Alana's flashback where she has her face covered. I mean, do we know why?
I have no idea why.
But some kind of hospital situation, and Jacob comes up to her and asks her for his help, and
right.
She agrees.
Mm-hmm.
We go back to the cabin. Oh, I already talked about how he wasn't there and they had the tapestry. But then we go to Jacob reading a book. Do you remember what the book?
See the scene where they burned the cabin down.
Oh, yeah, and they burned the cabin down.
Right. And Frank wasn't really too, you know, he goes, I'm not a tree hugger, but this isn't the safest thing to do.
The whole
jungle could go up. And I was looking going, you know, Frank is right.
Well, I mean, if it's a wet jungle situation, do they burn? Because I'm used to, like, to the California, it's like just one little spark
yeah,
the whole thing ablaze.
Well, I would think that if it's really, if vegetated, it would really green, it wouldn't burn like that. But it looked like some of the trees were brown around there. Mm-hmm. But it didn't burn down.
Yeah, and I wonder because the flames were hitting that tree. I wonder how they got permission to do that on Hawaii.
I'm sure they had some fire trucks. But they had probably had something.
Yeah, but even then, I mean, if that's like an old historical tree or something.
Yeah.
But we see Jacob reading a book. Remember what the title of the book was?
It was Flannery O'Connor.
O'Connell?
I thought it was O'Connor.
Oh, but,
you know what? I'm going to get it wrong, but it was definitely Flannery.
Flannery?
Tim Flannery.
But Jacob is reading a book, and we see Locke fall.
You know, that scene never gets old. It never gets old.
And it seems Locke is dead, but Jacob touches him and he wakes up.
So now we know how Locke survived.
Yeah.
The fall.
Yep.
It was eight stories, right?
Mm-hmm. And he says he's going to be okay.
But I'm sorry you had to go through this.
Yeah. But here's the thing. If Locke had to go through all that, why did he end up just being dead anyway?
Because he's Locke.
We then go to Locke and crew. They get to the abandoned Losty camp. And Ben is on his own, and Locke goes up to him, and Locke asks why he lied about seeing Jacob back in Man Behind the Curtain. And Ben said he was embarrassed that he hadn't met him, so he lied like he always does.
He said, that's what I do.
Yep.
I lie.
And then Locke says, you know, or Ben, like, why do you want me to kill Jacob? And he says, well, this, you know, you did everything you were asked to do. And what happened? You know, your daughter died. You got banished from this place.
But you missed the funniest line of the whole thing when he comes up to goes, he goes, I need to ask you a question. I'm a Pisces.
Yeah.
You're cutting into my alone time.
We then go to Sun, and she finds Charlie's drive shaft ring. Yeah.
Aww.
Which is, you know, it's been kind of like one of my little things that's like kind of bugged me is that Charlie left the ring there.
Yeah, and it was never seen. Now do you
at the end of season three.
Now do you think Sun will give, when they if they yes, ever I eventually so. Get together, she'll give that ring to Charlie. And then
I
maybe
think so.
We'll see some closure that maybe Claire will go, oh, I remember him.
Mm-hmm.
And she'll cry.
Yeah.
So I think we'll get that whole...
Yeah, I think so. I mean,
that maybe she's in shock, and maybe we've been kind of picking on Claire for the longest time. That maybe when we see, if we ever see her again, that'll be an emotional scene for her, and she'll lose it.
Well, that is for Aaron. So hopefully, Aaron gets it. We then go to a Sun and Jin flashback at their wedding, and they say their vows to each other. And
then a question was answered there. Sun and Jin do kiss.
Yes, they do. Even though it's in the past.
Doesn't matter. It still counts.
But afterwards, when you know people are giving their congratulations, Jacob meets
them. I called that. I said, he's got to be there, too.
Yeah. And he says their love is special.
Yeah.
And he speaks in Korean.
Right. And does a good job.
Yeah. And Jin says, I don't know, but his Korean is excellent.
Right. Now, you think that was kind of a joke?
Possibly.
Okay.
We come out of the flashback to the van crew, and Jack can't stop the bleeding, and Saeed says he needs to set the bomb to blow on impact.
Right.
And Hurley stops, and why does he stop? Juliet Sawyer and Kate are in their way.
Yes.
Go to commercial break. We go back to the Locke convoy, and Albert stops, and Locke's like, why are we stopping? He says, well, because we're here.
Right.
And it's the four-toed statue, or what's left of it.
What's left of it.
Also, here's the thing. The problem is, I mean, I think for some reason it's still a piece of Locke. Like, even though there seems to be two Locks, and I it has to do with whatever that guy was, and maybe he's merged with Locke or something like that. But it was obvious. It seemed like that guy knew where Jacob lived anyway, because he was right outside the four-toed statue.
Right, but he had to bring Ben there.
Well, I know, but why wouldn't Locke know? He could have just gone by himself. Why didn't he need Richard to lead him?
But he needed Richard and Ben to follow.
He didn't need Richard to follow. Richard wasn't in there.
But he wanted to kill everybody. That was his plan, to kill everybody.
To kill everybody? He only seemed to want to kill Jacob.
But remember, he said he was going to
kill the Ajira people because they were on Jacob's side.
Right, so you know what we have to do.
But it wasn't so much...
I don't know. It just seemed to me that it's just part of the plan. Remember, he had to go through this whole...
Yeah, hundreds of years.
Hundreds of years.
Thousands of years.
It was a long, drawn-out process.
So then we go back to what I like to call Jack versus Kate, but it didn't really end up being that. Sawyer says he wants to talk to Jack. Give him 5 minutes.
Just five minutes.
We then go to a Jack flashback into the famous telling from the first episode when Jack talks to Kate about counting to five.
Before she sewed him up.
Yeah, count to five. And you know,
we never knew it was Christian that told him that.
Yeah, exactly. And
did you think Jack was kind of, well, go ahead, finish.
He messes up the girl's spine, and then Christian tells him to close his eyes, count to five, and he can do it.
And you know what? Jack opened his eyes at four,
but he still got the job done.
But he did. He opened his eyes at four, so he still did it his way.
So then we see Jack at a vending machine trying to get an Apollo bar, but it doesn't come out. And then he kind of slams a couple.
Well, your mom screamed Apollo bar because I was writing something down. I go, what?
But the funny thing is that he's doing it all wrong. I mean, I know what we do. You got to push, tilt it back, and let it fall back.
Well, you got to be careful because people do die every year from vending machines falling on them.
Really? I didn't know that.
It happens all the time.
Uh-huh.
So you got to be careful when you push it, you know, back. And then
hold it back.
You lean it, you know, and then get it going.
But you can't be a pansy like some people without.
They figure Jack is a surgeon, a spinal surgeon. He can shoot a gun. He's everything, but he can't get a candy bar out of a vending machine.
But I can, so does that make me a better person?
And I can too, so I actually get more than the candy bar. I get other things out.
But then his dad comes and sees him, and he argues with his dad saying, you know, thanks for putting me in timeout.
And, I thought Jack was being kind of a jerk here. I thought his dad was just trying to encourage him. So, I mean, what was he supposed to say?
Yeah, and
Jack was freaking out.
Yeah, and he says, Jack's like, you know, why don't you have faith in me? And then Christian was like, it's not me. Or basically, it's a sign saying it's you. It's your own insecurities.
Yeah. I believe he was basically saying, I believe in you.
Yeah. But then his dad walks away and Jacob gives him the extra Apollo bar.
Well, he has one. So he likes candy bars. But later on, he doesn't like fruit roll ups. Right. So he likes candy bars.
Uh-huh.
But maybe the fruit roll up was kind of old.
Yeah, but I mean, if they're like those the old kind of fruit roll-ups that were like, they had little like seeds in them and stuff like that. You remember those ones?
I didn't like those.
Yeah. They're not as good as the more fruity ones.
Fruity ones.
Or the sugary ones, like the
fake
sugary
ones. The fake candy.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we'll get Jacob on the show.
Yeah. we then go to Jack and Sawyer, and Sawyer tells about his parents and saying, you know, happened a year ago. Happened in 1976. And Jack's like, why didn't you go back and try to do anything? He says, what's done is done.
Right.
And Jack says he's still going to do it. And Sawyer's like, what's so bad? What did you do that was so wrong?
Yeah.
And
why do you have to fix everything? Why,
yeah.
You
know? And he says he lost her.
Yeah. And I'm going, okay, you're going to blow up the island for Kate?
But I mean, it's pretty much his destiny. He's going to do it. So then Sawyer and Jack fight.
Right. Jack got up a little too quick after this fight. I don't want to be graphic about it.
He got kicked in the groin area.
And I've been there.
I've been there too. It's just,
way you bounce up like that.
He must be superhuman.
Superhuman. He's Jack.
Or he had a cup.
Or he counted to five.
Or he's a eunuch.
It just seemed odd. I go, what is he doing standing already? It was a pretty good fight.
Yeah. But
It looked like Locke was going to kill him. Sawyer was going to kill him at one point.
Choke. But Juliet stops him and says he needs to go do it. And Sawyer's like, what the heck? And she says, I changed my mind.
Just like a woman. He didn't say that.
We then go to young Juliet's flashback. And she's also with her sister, Rachel.
We knew that right away. It was going to be young.
Yeah, because of the synopsis saying the actress.
It made it a lot easier to.
But parents are getting divorced.
Right.
And they say they still love each other, but they just aren't meant to be.
But Jacob didn't show up there.
No, he didn't. But Juliet's like, you know, I don't care. You know, I don't understand it.
Yeah. I don't like it. I'm running away.
We then go to Juliet and Sawyer. And Sawyer's like, I need an explanation. What's with your, you know, complete 180 here?
Yeah.
And Juliet says, I saw you look at her. And
he's like, huh?
Yeah.
What? That's why you always, to you guys out there, you will always wear sunglasses.
Save you a lot of trouble.
Not that I'm speaking from experience. I've just heard it on the grapevine.
But she says that she would rather not meet him instead of losing him.
Right. So basically she's saying, I don't want to lose you. You know.
But I think she's being a little melodramatic. I think Sawyer wants to be with her.
He does, but if the Jack's plan works, they'll never meet.
I know, but if she stops them, they can go live their life however they want.
True, but I think she knows that Sawyer always wanted Kate.
But I think if you look at Sawyer, he's pretty down with being with Juliet.
Yeah, but I think she's just insecure. They just came from that one scene where
I guess. We then go back to Rad and Chang. It's a new show next season.
Rad and Chang.
Rudzinski and Chang.
Good cop, bad cop?
Yeah.
One's a good cop.
Phil calls Rad saying the hostiles had a bomb. And so then Rad calls him to come back here and set up a perimeter. And says to come back to defend the station, the Swan Station.
Right.
We then go to Jack and Kate. Jack is out watching. He's at the Swan Station.
Bleeding again.
Yes.
It's been a rough couple weeks for old Jack.
Yeah, and Jack asks, you know, why he couldn't know about Aaron. And she says, because I was mad at you for making me come back, but and Aaron should be with his mom, personally, should be
with.
Wasn't
that kind of a cheesy, did we think it was going to be more of a build-up? Don't ever ask me about it. Didn't it seem like it was going to be?
I think that was fine for me.
I mean, I was thinking maybe something more. But
mm-hmm. Jack says he needs her to be with him, and she seems to go with
right.
As they walk away. We go to commercial break. We come back to Hurley getting out of the slammer.
Right.
And
the slamma jamma. And he doesn't want out.
No, he's still trying to get himself.
You know what he should have done? He should have killed the guard.
Well, he's not going to kill anybody. He's not a killer.
Hit him with his fruit roll-up. Salt. Or make him eat it.
So then he goes to a cab, and who's in the cab? Jacob.
Yeah.
He says, I'm only going a few blocks. Why don't we share?
Cool.
And he has a guitar in there, a guitar case anyway.
Guitar case.
Jacob says, you know, why don't you want to go back to the island? And Hurley says, because he's cursed. He sees dead people. And Jacob says, he's blessed. He's not cursed.
Right.
I mean, he says, talk to these dead people. And he asks him to go back to the island, and he tells him which flight to get on and everything like that. The Azure
Airlines. You have to be there in 24 hours.
Yeah, and he says, but it's still your choice to do it.
Your choice.
Yeah.
And he always puts his hand, he was putting his hand on him.
He touches everybody.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. But he leaves the guitar case, and he says, this isn't his.
Yeah. So whose is it? Must be.
But he didn't tell Hurley to carry the guitar case either.
No, but maybe he just assumed he had to bring it back.
Yeah. But then...
do we assume it's Charlie's?
No, because remember, Jorge said it's not necessarily a guitar in the case.
Right, which got me thinking all these different things.
But we haven't found out what's in it yet.
I know, but come on.
I would then go to their Hurley van and crew, and Saeed said a bomb is ready, and saying there's nothing that can save him.
Here's my question. Where did they get all the sheets?
I don't know, but they seem to have a lot of, like, bedding.
They just kept ripping sheets, and he was bleeding a lot.
Yeah. Jack gets the bomb ready, and he heads past Sawyer, and Sawyer's like, well, good luck.
Yeah, good luck, dude.
Seems given up at that point. We then go to Locke at the four-toed statue, and Locke asks Richard to see him now, and he starts to take Ben with him, and Richard's like, whoa, only one leader at a time can go in to see.
You're not coming. You're not the chosen one.
And then Locke's like, you know, I think just making these rules up as you go along.
Yeah.
He says, I'm taking Ben with me. So then Alpert, he hits the wall, Fonzie style.
Yeah.
And it opens up. And
we're going to rock this.
Ben and Locke go in, and Alpert tells him to say hi to Jacob for him.
Yeah. Say hey.
And Locke gives Ben a knife, prepared with.
Dude. Are you ready?
At this point, I thought maybe Ben would still kill Locke.
Yeah, I was thinking that too.
Maybe, but
well, he's already had the fear of God put him in. His, yeah, you know. There's no way he was going to kill Locke at that point.
Yeah. We then go back to Jack, who gets to the Swan Station. Phil gets there as well.
He got there, and Rosinski was happy. He got here fast.
Yes. So they set the perimeter, and Juliet sees us after Jack already leaves and says, "We'll live together, die alone."
Right.
So then, as Jack
have
is
they
there,
said that in every season?
I think so.
Is that okay?
Yes. And then we go to Phil, who sees Jack and starts to shoot at him.
I was hoping I go shoot him, shoot him, shoot him, shoot Phil. Yeah, shoot him.
But then
give me a gun.
Hurley once again comes with his van to the rescue.
Was Hurley in there?
He was driving it.
Was he driving? I didn't see him in there.
Who else was driving it?
I don't think it was Hurley.
Nah, he had to have been driving it.
I don't think it was Hurley.
No?
No.
So he's back with Saeed?
I think he's back with Saeed. I think it might have been Miles driving the van.
Was it Miles driving the van? Okay.
Because yeah, it was Juliet and Sawyer and Kate were all shooting.
Yeah.
I think
okay,
Miles.
Okay, so
I'm
Hurley
pretty, I'm pretty sure
there.
Miles, I think they wouldn't leave Saeed by himself.
Maybe he died by that point.
Yeah.
But they subdue the Dharma folk, and Jack prepares the bomb.
Well, Sawyer got Phil.
Yeah.
Didn't you think he was going to shoot him?
I was hoping he would. He says, see, I told you.
Yeah.
But Jack drops the bomb and nothing happens.
They all wait and I go, but I figured nothing was going to happen because there was 15 minutes.
But then the magnet continued to, or the electromagnetism, they drilled into it.
Right.
And it started sucking everything in.
Now, at this point, I know it's just a show, but I'm running. Everyone, let's run.
Well, Chang's still trying to stop it from happening and his hand gets smashed. So that's how.
Right.
He doesn't use his hand.
But Miles said, Dad!
Yeah, and Miles frees his hand.
Right.
He says, you need to get out of here. Rosinski leaves, even though he tried to take a car and it got sucked back in.
What an idiot.
Phil says, he goes like, hey, LaFleur. He points a gun at Sawyer, but then a big like metal scaffolding falls on him. And then like some rebar.
Oh, that was so... And I'm cheering. At this point, yes! I'm sure I wasn't alone. I'm sure everyone in America was cheering. The world was cheering.
And Juliet gets wrapped up in chains, and she starts to get sucked in.
Yeah, so here we're going, okay, I just had a really Great moment.
Yeah.
But now Juliet's been sucked down. So it's like, oh, no.
And so then Kate stops her from being completely sucked down. And Sawyer goes up and grabs her and says, you're not going anywhere. And he asks Kate to try and unwrap the chains, but she can't reach
now,
it.
Here's my question.
Okay.
Was Kate really trying to
I think
free...
So. She wasn't even close to be able to... She wasn't, like, long enough.
I'm just kidding.
But she says she sees a thing starting to pull up behind them.
James.
Juliet. And she says, Juliet says, I love you. And then let's go.
Well, he said, I love you. And they're going back and forth.
Yeah.
And she lets go. And Sawyer starts crying.
Yeah. Is this so this was intense.
He truly loved Juliet.
He did. He did. I've got a commercial break.
So at this point, I'm like, you just gave me this great moment of Phil dying.
Uh-huh.
And not more than a minute later, you ruin it with Juliet dying.
And all I got to say is who called it?
What, that Juliet would die?
Me. Months ago.
Is she dead?
Well, we'll get to that.
Right now, you're not. At this point, you're right. But later on, you're wrong. But later on, you're right.
Richard and we go to Richard and Son. And Son asks Richard for a drink.
Yeah, she wants some. Well, he goes, you want some water? He goes, do you have any alcohol? And he goes, I wish.
We then go to the Lana crew getting there. And Lana asks for Ricardo. And he goes, it's Richard. And she
Which
asks.
Which is cooler, though? Richard or Ricardo?
I think Richard's cooler. But she asks, what's in the shadow of the statue? And one of our Twitter followers, Lily T. Rose, says in Latin, that which watched over all of us.
Really? Because yeah. I had no idea. I was like, what, no captions?
I know, seriously. Jerks. So then they tip over the metal canister, and what is in there? It is Locke's dead body. Good question.
Yeah.
Answered. We then go to Locke Prime, Ben, and going into Jacob's lair. And Ben looks at the tapestry that Jacob was working on.
Yeah, now it's completed.
And Jacob tells Locke, I guess you found your loophole.
Right.
And Jacob tells Ben he has a choice for whatever he told him to do. And Ben asks why he was never got to see him. He did everything he asked to do for 30 years or whatever it was. I did everything he asked me to do.
Well, who's he acting like? He's acting like Locke.
And he says, what about me? And
when he was trying to get into the hatch, he was I've done everything you've asked me to do.
And then, he goes, what about me? And Jacob says, what about you?
Right.
And then Ben stabs him. And then Locke rolls him into the fire. And Jacob says, they're coming.
Right.
Who's coming?
I don't know.
The Alana crew?
Well, he already knew they were there.
Or
I guess he didn't know they were there.
The Oceanic 77ers.
77ers?
Because they're in 1977.
Right.
So then we go back to the...
Now, I saw somewhere on a message board, someone had a pretty good theory. It's Jacob rolling into the fire is what made the smoke monster.
Possibly.
I said, hmm.
No.
77... No, because
no, they're in present time. They're not in the past.
Never mind. That's a horrible theory then.
Then yeah. Good job.
What wasn't my theory? So whoever's theory it was, it's just horrible.
We go back to the Swan Pit and we see Juliet. She wakes up. So she's not dead.
No. Now, that's a long way down. She's pretty tough.
Yeah.
We've been saying tough for a cookie. Long time she's a keeper.
Well. For the next 10 seconds. She sees the hydrogen bomb down there and she picks up a rock and she starts hitting. It's like, come on.
Yeah.
And then... hits it, and then the whole screen goes to white, and then we go to Lost, and instead of being black background with white lettering, it is a white background with black lettering.
Right, and then it says, coming soon, season 6, 2010, Destiny Found.
And the thing is, though, the last scene that we see is Jack opening up his eye.
Right.
So is this telling us that if the hydrogen bomb blew, which I guess is what they're saying since it all went to white.
Right.
So then they succeeded, and with Jacob saying they are coming. So maybe are they coming back?
Coming back to the island, and it's their destiny.
Yeah.
And the destiny is, that's what's going to happen, that they come to the island. But do we start all over again?
I don't know. I don't think we start all over again.
That they come back and they have to finish the island off?
Well, there's the final battle, the one that Jacob was talking about in the beginning of this episode.
So who controls the island, the good or the bad?
Yeah.
Who will be the good? Who will be the bad? Who will survive? Will it be Widmore? Will it be Hawkins?
Whatever it was, Jacob was setting it all up.
Right. He was.
By being involved in the key players' lives.
Right.
So So I guess we'll have to see where that goes.
And the last one to speak for the contest was Sawyer. We went back and watched it several times. He says no. Mm-hmm. Just before Kate says something, and then Sawyer says no.
Okay, so final thoughts. Where do you think next season is going to go? And what did you think about this episode?
I thought it was a great episode.
Uh-huh.
I mean, just great. It was like, it did, you know, it was like, oh my gosh. Because I was kind of getting to the point where I was kind of, okay, I need a break.
Because mm-hmm.
we've been talking how hard, you know,
yeah.
trying to keep up with the podcast and stuff. But now it's like, I really wish there was an episode next week.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just like, because after the last couple episodes, I've been, oh, it's okay. It's okay.
Yeah.
You know, but they've been good because it's lost. Mm. But now it's like, I'm stunned. You really want it to.
Yeah.
For the first time in a long time, I wanted more. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh my gosh, what have they done?
Well, I mean, yeah, I think.
It's like the end of season three when Jack said, oh my God, Kate, we got to go back.
And uh-huh.
going, go back to what? Mm-hmm. And then you see, oh, they're off the island. Now it's like, okay, where are they going with this?
Yeah.
And like I said, if they landed in LA, I wasn't going to be. I still want the island story.
Yeah,
I think that's where the show is more popular, and I think that's mm-hmm. where all the off island stuff is. It's cool,
uh-huh.
but it's not as cool as the on island stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, like I said, it's going to be a battle. That's their destiny. That's why they were brought there in the first place, and that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, I mean,
but I could be completely wrong, and they could land in LA. And
well, whatever it is, it's going to be interesting to see what happens
now. If they're not going to bring back Boone and other people that have died, are they?
I don't know. I mean, I really don't know how they're, because they succeeded in blowing up the hydrogen bomb.
Right.
And if Faraday's right, that means it'll erase them ever landing on the island.
If they die, but if the plane does come back and crash
uh-huh.
on the island, maybe the people who died on the island will die in the plane crash.
What do you mean?
I mean, like Boone. He died on the island. If say the plane comes back flying over again, and they start to, we see this scene where they're,
uh-huh.
you know, the stuff start, the back tail section falls off, it breaks off, and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
Maybe the people who died on the island. But then what do you do with Walt? Walt's like 20 now.
Uh-huh.
There's no way you could bring him back. But Michael died, Boone died, Charlie died. They do not survive the plane crash. Maybe that explains. Maybe Charlie was always supposed to die. He was because we always wondered why was he in the front of the plane.
Mm-hmm.
How did he end up in how did he end up with the rest of the gang in the middle of the plane?
Mm-hmm.
So,
and it also brings a big question now: whose side is who on? Is Christian on this other person's side? It seems that way.
It does. So, it just
and who's Locke? Is this? I mean, is this like a new version of Locke, or is it just this guy using Locke's body or appearance? And is it the same person that was? I mean, was he both Locke and Ben's daughter? Just trying to convince Ben to follow himself,
right? I think it was.
People were saying, like, maybe it's not so much the smoke monster; it's just this character,
right? So you think Locke is dead now?
I don't know, because this new guy, he has all of Locke's memories.
They've been telling us the whole time, though. Dead is dead. Richard has never seen anyone come back from who's been dead before. But the island is magical. The island, you know, they kept throwing that back at us too, because uh-huh. people survived things that they shouldn't have survived, but only when Jacob wanted them to.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted Nadia to die to get Saeed back to the island.
Uh-huh.
You know, he sacrificed Nadia to get Saeed back. But when Locke was pushed out of the window, fell 8 stories down, Jacob saved his life.
Mm.
So you wonder why he wouldn't just have him completely heal, where he wouldn't have
the
whole process.
The whole journey is how he got to where he's going
to be. Plus, that's the only way he would go to the island.
But if if Jacob knew what was going to happen, why didn't he just let him die there and he wouldn't have been killed?
In the future. Whatever happens, happens.
Or does Jacob have a trick up his sleeve?
Could be. Maybe Jacob.
Locke against Locke.
You think that could happen?
I don't know. I don't know.
I'll be honest right now. I always hate shows that do that.
What?
I hate that where the same character plays two people. I mean, I hate
you didn't
that.
Like the Star Trek episode with two Spocks and one had like the goatee was the evil Spock?
No. There was two James Kirks too.
There was an episode
with two James Kirks.
Oh, I don't remember that one.
I don't like that. I don't want to see it. You know, I know the graphics of the special effects have gotten better, so you don't see that split screen. And they have the stunt double has different hair than the other.
Well, I was not to rambling too much. But anyway, what do you say we get into a lost tweet pack?
I say do it.
All right, here we go. Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com, the leading provider in spoken word entertainment. Audible has over 35,000 titles to choose from to be downloaded and played back anywhere, just like the Lost Podcast. Log on to audiblepodcast.com/lost to get a free audiobook download of your choice when you sign up today. Again, go to audiblepodcast.com/lost for your free audiobook. Maybe you could find that book that Jacob was reading today.
Yes, I'm sure it's there.
And save John Locke yourself.
Would you save John Locke?
Of course.
I would also.
All right, now it's listener feedback.
Go.
Listener feedback.
All right, it's listener feedback time, and first I'm going to get into an email here. Whoa, I'm still reeling from the finale. The finale gets my vote for best episode ever. I think the mystery man we meet on the beach is in the opening scene is Jacob's brother, and I am told, if, and until I'm told differently, I'm going to call him Esau, or E-S-A-L, if I'm pronouncing that wrong, I apologize. In the biblical story in Genesis, Jacob and Esau are the twin sons of Isaac and Rebekah. Esau is loved by Isaac, but Jacob is the mother's favorite. At one point in their story, Jacob tricks Esau into giving him his birthright. And later, when Isaac is old and blind, Jacob, with his mother's help, tricks Isaac into giving Jacob the blessing he wanted to give Esau. So Esau vows from that point on that he will one day kill Jacob. Remember what was flashing on the screen during Carl's brainwashing scene? Jacob, I loved. Well, the rest of that verse from Malachi 1, 2, 3 is Jacob, I love, but Esau, I hated. So there is this incredible theme of sibling rivalry going through the Bible. Ben's speech to Jacob at the end sure sound like some serious sibling rivalry to me. I thought it was a nice touch that Jacob was wearing white and Esau, in quotation, was wearing black in the opening scene, and that Jacob was cooking fish on a black rock as he watched the black rock coming in. Let me know what you think. Reverend James, Franklin, Tennessee.
I just think it's, well, I think it's amazing that the whole thing, everything that's been set in motion for 200 years was all about him killing Jacob.
Uh-huh.
The plane crashing, everything going on, everything that's happened on that island for 200
years. Well, it's not so much, because remember, Jacob had his hand in setting this up as well.
But it's been a game. It's been a chess game. Or, I guess, backgammon. It's just been a game.
But even in that point, it was very kind of like, maybe even like God and the devil, like, because God giving a person, you know, or giving humans free will
right.
to do what they want to do. And like the whole time, he's like, it's still your choice
right.
to make what choice you want to make.
He put his hand on their shoulder.
Yeah. So then would that make like this other person the anti-Jacob?
Yeah, I would think so.
Be an anti-Christ. But let's go into the tweet backs. Go Eva. So Locke is the smoke monster? The war on the island is Jacob versus the smoke monster?
No. I don't think so.
So Esau is not the smoke monster?
I'm going to say no.
Whatever it was, it seemed the smoke monster seemed to side with this guy.
He did. Maybe he controls the smoke monster.
Maybe. Or is the smoke monster.
He is
a
smoke monster. I don't know.
NK Cover Girl.
I'll tell you in season 7.
what is the loophole? Why finally show us Jacob if they're going to do this? How are there two locks? Plah!
Again, I don't think they're going to go that direction. I think the writers are too smart to have two locks.
You just don't want two locks.
Do you want two locks?
I wouldn't mind two locks. In the sense that we'd get the old Locke back and we'd realize that the other guy was never Locke in the first place.
And somehow the island does bring Locke back to life?
Yes.
So when he rolled out of the casket and he's laying there, suddenly next season he's alive. Or the Jack succeeds and it brings Locke back.
Yeah.
Okay, I can live with that.
Or we find out he was playing a Frank and he was just like pretending to be asleep.
Because there's no way... Unless Terry O'Quinn wants off the show, he's gone.
Uh-huh.
There's no way.
Yeah.
Unless, does he have a home in Hawaii?
No, remember at the end of season 3, he started living in hotels.
Okay. Because that's how they say you watch who's going to not be on the show, who's on the show, you watch for them selling their houses. Mm-hmm. So, not that I'm saying stalk the actors.
But yeah. Carly H says, amazing finale. So it took Black Shirt Guy hundreds of years to figure out how to kill Jacob. No wonder he threw him into a fire.
he's a little upset.
Tom Stanley. I was sure Jay was right about Juliet dying, but no tally just yet. What a mind twist. Locke's been dead the whole time? Did I get a tally? I mean, I've been pretty good this season.
I got to give you credit. You said Juliet would die. I think I backed you up, though, on that. I think I agreed with you.
Oh, don't. You just got to take away.
I said, I'm not taking away. I'm giving you credit. But I said, I think I could see that.
Like I said, that during the 24-hour pod or 25-hour podcast.
I can't remember anything that happened that day. I think we all. I remember everyone agreeing we didn't like In-N-Out.
You wish.
But what about me being correct that that wasn't? I kept saying, "Come on, John Locke's not a leader. John Locke's not a. He's not. He's not smart."
Then you believed it.
They sucked me in. They. You know,
you're weak.
I am weak. But all those people who said, "Oh, stop the Locke hate. Stop the Locke hate." So he look how good a leader he is. I did fight it for the longest time. But after he was taking advantage of Ben, I didn't see what they, you know, even because people, like I said, they've been sending us emails saying, "Hey, dead is dead. He's dead." And I'm like going, "No, he's walking around. There's no way he's dead." You know. Now, if they would have showed us this scene in the beginning of the season, with the Deadwood guy and Jacob, then I would have said, "Oh yeah, you guys are right. That's Deadwood guy."
Let's go to Gunky. What an episode.
He once was a little green slab of clay.
What an episode. Did you guys notice in the ending credits the letters lost were in black with a white background?
I did notice that because Jay just said it.
But yeah, I mean, that's cool. I mean, now they're kind of showing us the opposite parallel sides of things.
That's what they're doing, I think.
Destiny
found.
Jake Bauma. It's settled. Adam and Eve are Rose and Bernard.
Yeah.
We just want to be together. I think
they've answered that and we're done and no longer we'll see Rose and Bernard. And just think if Rose would have not been so anti-working that she could have said, "Yeah, we could have joined the DI anytime we wanted. We just didn't want to because we were retired." I said, "Why don't you slap me across the face, Rose?"
Oh.
Moses.
All right, let's go to T. Glass, 1976. So this anti-Jacob guy, I guess that he became Christian Shepherd in order to manipulate Locke so he could reincarnate as him?
That's a good point. Well, Locke is, he's always been gullible. He wants to believe. He's important. Even Richard was saying to Jack, he goes, "Really, this guy? I've met him he's like three times, and he's really not really shown me anything." You know, it was all out there. The clues were, it was right there in front of our face. But we, as you as a Locke fan, and a lot of Locke fans out there, and me who, you know, wants to believe in people, I fell for it too.
I think people are going to. If Locke really is done,
I think that. What's going to happen?
Can't be done.
What's going to happen next year is Locke will be back. There's no way.
Yeah.
He's too important to the show. There's no way. It's like, it would be like if they killed off Sawyer. There's no way.
Yeah. I think if you go back to the beginning of this series, he's too integral and important of a character the way they've been setting him up.
There's no way.
Yeah.
But maybe they've been setting him up so we'll think he's important so they can come to this climatic scene.
That's jerk league.
But they've been showing us the whole time that he's not what everyone wants him to be, what he wants to believe.
Then they shouldn't have set him up that way in the beginning, a man of destiny.
But that's what they've been saying the whole time. That this
no!
guy, if you watch him in his...
asked me to do, Darlton.
But that's...
So why did you do this?
But they've been telling us this the whole time. I've been telling you guys this the whole time.
You, sir, no.
No what?
You're the one who's just like, he really is. He's coming along pretty good.
I like the new Locke. And I can't be wrong, the new Locke.
Anyways, all right. And last but not least, NK Covergirl. I love that Kate stole a New Kids on the Block lunchbox.
Did you ever have a New Kids on the Block lunchbox?
No. No, I think I had a Ghostbusters and Ninja Turtles.
Is that one. A Marky Mark? Was that Marky Mark?
No, that was the other Wahlberg, his brother, was in New Kids on the Block.
Okay. The guy from Band of Brothers.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, so you ready? Do you have your crackpot theory of the week ready?
Yes, I have a crackpot theory.
All right, here we go.
This is a tough one.
Okay.
Because, you know, it faded to white. I'm like going, wow. What just happened? What's going on? What will I predict for next year? Because pretty much I've been spot on every time. I mean, they had to go to great leaps and bounds to dismiss the whole Rosenbauer word for Dharma. Really, they did.
They did. They did. They really had to, out of their way.
You know, when Sawyer said, look, didn't you hear me say, meet us at the creek? Well, there were bows and arrows flying. We got separated. We took the dog and decided to build a, you know, cabin out in the middle of nowhere. But we survived. And, yeah, we saw Eugene running around, but we didn't want to join the Dharma Initiative. Da-da-da-da-da. We retired. I'm like going, man, could they just spend any more, like, we're not giving it to you.
F you, Jack.
I really, that's what it was. It's a slap in the face. But you know what? I take it. I take it like a man. Because that's what I do. I got the underwater hatch, so that's...
But you don't take it as well as Jack does, apparently.
Jack.
Dr. Jack.
Dr. Jack, no, because I'm more reasonable. I'm not...
I'm just saying with Sawyer's crotch shot.
Yeah. No, I...
I'm sorry. I don't... Even Mom was saying, she was like, it's not that bad.
I'm
like,
looking at... Well, look, you're not a guy.
Yeah. You just don't understand.
You just don't... It's something guys went, ooh. But no, I will say that after 4 years of fighting this thing...
You're giving it up?
I'm going to give it up. But you know, then what's going to happen? Something will happen, this whole flash, and there'll be Rose and Bernie. They'll turn out to be the DeGroots.
Oh, man. So are you officially giving up the Rose and Bernard work for Dharma theory?
I am officially giving it up. Because wow. I really thought that this season, when I saw the preview, when I saw that this guy won,
uh-huh.
when they went on the set, and I said, oh, my God. I go, this is it. This is how they can give it to me. This is just...
This is it.
And I've been, I said, oh, you don't want to see it. You don't want to see it. I was on cloud nine.
Yeah.
I was dancing.
I know. I could tell.
But, oh, well. It's been a fun ride. I'm giving up. No, I'm giving up my fit. No, so I started thinking, I go, what could make people happy? Because I think people are really upset right now because I think Juliet's dead. And I think people like the Sawyer, Juliet. What's the skater thing?
What do you mean?
Skate? No, is it Juliet and Sawyer? Or
Sawyerette?
Sawyerette? I don't know what the name is. I think eventually people want to see. They're gonna be upset. I'm sure there's a lot of women, the people that follow that thing. I don't want to just classify women. Anyone mm-hmm. who follows the relationship stuff, is upset, and they're probably mad at Kate. They probably blame Kate for some reason
mm-hmm.
for the whole thing, because Kate's the reason that, you know, if Sawyer wouldn't have looked at her, Juliet wouldn't have helped. You know, the whole live together, die alone.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think what we're gonna The final episode.
Okay, final episode.
Final episode of Lost.
Okay.
Sawyer and Juliet have not been together, and they haven't been, you know, because she's not going to be on the plane. Mm-hmm. She's back in Florida, back in Miami. They'll see each other, and they'll finally remember each other.
Well, she won't be in Florida because she was there before the plane crashed.
Well, okay, but we don't know what year they're crashing in.
We don't know what year they're crashing in.
So, okay, she's back on the island.
Yeah.
Somehow she's back on the island.
Uh-huh.
And they're going to see each other. And first, they're not going to remember each other. Then he's going to walk up to her.
Uh-huh.
And they're going to look eye to eye.
Uh-huh.
And he's going to look at her and say, she's going to go, James. And she's going to go, Juliet. You know? And then Sawyer's going to say, you know, I always loved Kate. And we got married.
That's mean.
No, I'm kidding. They're going to get together.
Uh-huh.
And they're going to live happily
okay.
ever after.
I was going to say, then we go cut to Richard, who hits the jukebox. And then Take My Breath Away comes
take
on.
Take My Breath Away. No, I think there's no way we don't see. They're not going to do that to the shipper people out there that they would not have.
I don't know.
I see Jack and Kate getting together and Sawyer and Juliet. There's no way. There's no way they would do that.
All right.
Okay. So that's my crackpot theory.
And you're sticking to it?
And I'm sticking to it.
All right. So, Jack, you ready to close out the show?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. All right, guys, that is our show for this Thursday.
Yay!
If you'd like to give us a call, give us a call at 206-309-0311.
Call any time.
That's 206-309-0311. Call any time without scoring comments and our theories. we do, I mean, there's a lot of podcasting left to talk about this episode. There's a lot to digest. This is just our initial thoughts.
I think we'll go on for a couple weeks on this one.
Yeah.
Well, it depends on you guys.
Yeah. So give us your calls. Give us your emails to lostpodcast@gmail.com. It's lostpodcast@gmail.com.
I was proud of myself because I did answer all the emails. this week. I was like, oh, I'm never going to get to it, but I did. I was proud of myself.
Also, you can follow us on Twitter and at reply us to twitter.com/JandJack.
Or you can join me at Crackpot Jack. I'm almost at 900.
You don't do anything with it.
I've up to like 12, 13, 14 comments.
Oh, wow. You can also follow me at Luke Vank.
Well, how many do you, how many people do you have?
12, 1300, something like that.
Really?
Yeah.
I got to beat Jay.
Is this going to be one of those things again?
It's not a contest. It's not a contest.
Oh, man.
Crackpot Jack.
Also, check out our website, jandjack.com, for all.
Well, important information, but I know people like this episode because we're all up to like 10 or 11 on the thread.
Uh-huh.
And like last week, it took like a whole week for it to get up to 11.
Mm-hmm.
So people are going crazy.
Yeah. Check out our message boards, Facebook group, MySpace page, all of that jazz.
Yeah. Like I said, we'll go as long as you guys are interested in talking about this, we'll go with it.
Yep.
We'll probably do it on New Dia.
Yep.
Just like you still have a chance to win the Hugo Cup.
I'm going to post that vidcast on the Actual Lost podcast feed after this one. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, because we had some great videos sent in, and the bar has been set
very high.
So if you want to win the Hugo Cup, and you'll have it for 1 year, send your video to newdia.tv@gmail.com.
Yes, sir. All right.
I can't go. I can't wait to watch it again.
And to close out the show, we're going to put a whole bunch of calls that you guys called in. So you guys actually get your thoughts out there.
And then we'll do another show on Monday.
On Monday. So with even more calls, tweetbacks, and emails.
So what's the plan next week? Monday and then a show on...
Thursday.
Thursday. We'll do another one Thursday and then another one on Sunday. Like I said, as long as you guys are talking about Lost...
We'll keep talking.
We'll keep talking. Then we got Comic-Con coming up.
Comic-Con is coming up. We are reporting live from Comic-Con.
Live.
So
we have some other interesting stuff down the road that we're not going to talk about.
But it's going to be very awesome stuff. So we are going to be continuing Lost podcasting through the summer.
Are you getting a little teary-eyed, though? It's almost like it's over.
Last ride through.
17 more episodes, and we're out of here. History.
But we are here along the ride with you guys. I'm also the Jane Jack Show will return shortly.
Yep. Merry Man podcast will be up. I don't know if I can handle that one.
All right. You do it on the podcast anyway every week. All right. So anyways, we'll see you guys this Monday. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Khalil from Maryland. What an episode. I think Locke was that guy way from the beginning, but this is just, that brought it to a new level. So, great episode. I have absolutely no theories. Just wow. All right, bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack, this is Brian. Was an awesome season finale as usual. I don't know how this is going to relate to everything, but it seems like Jacob is possibly of Jacob and Esau. The two biblical characters, two brothers, and that's probably who Locke is at this point, somehow an altered version of Esau. From what I think I've read, Esau was the older one, and when he was born of the two brothers, was like the hairier one, and I think that's why in the beginning we saw the guy with Jacob on the beach, who's probably his brother, is probably Esau. He had the beard. And Jacob was the younger brother, but he was the one who had the birthright. And Esau always kind of, I think, resented that. I'm not sure if I have all that correct. But, yeah, that would fit in with the whole Jacob and Esau thing, and also the whole Egyptian theme, because Jacob... eventually, I think, with his sons, would go to Egypt. So how this all ties into the rest of the mythology and time travel, I have no idea, but I believe that's where that connection is. So interested in what you guys think. Sorry for the rambling message, but I'd be interested to hear what you guys think. Bye-bye.
Yeah, this is Sean in Philly. So, Jay, I used to be like you and believe that Locke was the guy and he had all the answers, but I gotta say that tonight really shows that he's just a tool and he's been used over and over again. I'm just wondering if you're finally gonna admit that Locke was wrong. Later.
Hey, Jane Jack, this is Melanie from Champaign, Illinois. It was a great finale, of course, but I didn't really expect any less. I think probably a bunch of people are calling this in, but I just had to. I think the island is the Garden of Eden. That's what it looked like to me. And it looks like Ben just killed God. So, and the smoke monster, of course, would be the serpent. And we had Adam and Eve there already. I loved it. It was awesome. Can hardly wait to hear the podcast tomorrow. Thanks. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Bill from Chicago. Calling with a interesting theory. So I was, well, first off, great episode, absolutely awesome episode. But I got to thinking about the whole Jacob talking to the guy at the beginning and looking at the different things that happened in the episode. So one of the theories was that they were dead. Everyone on the island was dead. And time and time again, they said, no, they're not dead. But who's to say that Jacob and the other guy are... Basically, Jacob is God. That's my theory. If you think about it, in the very beginning, he was wearing all white. The other guy, we don't know his name, he was wearing all black. The guy in all black said, you know how bad I want to kill you right now. They were talking about the loophole. We saw later, when Ben killed Jacob, that Jacob talked about, looks like you found your loophole and how hard it was to get here. We saw with Jacob, he would go and touch everybody. He would give people choices the whole time. He would say, you don't have to do this. It's all up to you. When Locke was pushed out of the window from his dad and Jacob was there, he was dead. Jacob touched him and came back to life. I think it's somehow it's God in human form, and I have no idea where they're going with this. But that's my crackpot theory, that Jacob is actually God, and I'm sticking to it.
Hi, Jay and Jack. This is Lisa from Olney, Maryland, and I was just calling to say congratulations on the death of Phil. I told Ryan and Jen I thought I could hear you cheering from here, and I'm a few states away. It was awesome to see him get it. I'm very sad about Juliet. But wasn't it very interesting, the whole light and dark? I don't know. I'm sure you noticed that in the very beginning. And the loophole. And as soon as he said, I'm going to find the loopholes, and as the episode progressed and you could see Jacob purposely touching each person, it made it very interesting that somehow there was going to be that loophole. And when they showed Lapidus what was in the box, at first I said it was a bomb, but then as soon as they got to the site where the four-toed statue was, I told my husband, I said, it's John Locke. And sure enough, dead as a doornail. So the man that had the newfound confidence, I'm sad that it took him dying to be the Locke he used to be. And that guy is never going to be again. I can't wait to see what happens next year. It's going to be a long 7 or however many months. I don't even want to count them up. Talk to you later. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack. I'm Steve D from Ohio, long-time listener, first-time caller. I just had to call just to say, wow. I had to catch my breath. You guys probably flooded with calls, but I just had to leave mine. And if this doesn't solidify it as the best show on television, I don't know who determines that, but that should be the candidate for submission. But, all right. You know, great show. Keep up the good work. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack. It's Luke from Florida. Just finished the season finale. Wow, man. I just blown away by the episode. But one thing I wanted to bring up is when Sawyer was talking to Rose Bernard, and he was saying, you know, why didn't you, you know, show yourself so we could have brought you aboard the Dharma? And what does Rose say? No, James, we're retired. So, you know, Jack, they keep destroying your theory, but they keep bringing you back, man. So who knows? Maybe Rose and Bernard did work for Dharma after all. Later, guys.
Wow. This is Christian. Okay, so that old guy in the beginning of the episode was actually what we all thought to be Jacob from last season sitting in the rocking chair. And he asked John for help so he could use his body. And that was a loophole to actually kill Jacob. So the question is, who was that old guy? I have no idea. I'm in awe right now. All right, Jay Jack, peace. Love the show.
Hey, guys. It's Brian from Miami Beach, Florida. I just finished watching the season finale, and pretty awesome overall. A little bit frustrating of an ending, but neat otherwise. I do believe that the Losties were successful in resetting everything, and I think that's why Jacob, right before he died, said, "You're coming." I think if they didn't reset everything, then it's going to make for a very dull and boring show because our main characters all just died, and so did Jacob. So it's very apparent that Jacob is the good guy out of all of this, and whoever John Locke is definitely the bad guy. I wish we had gotten a little bit more information about who John Locke, well, the one who's supposedly alive, you know who I mean, is actually, you know, a lot, what his backstory is and why he is warring with Jacob. And so is Jacob a nuke? Is that what we're to assume? Anyway, can't wait to hear the podcast. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Talk to you later. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack, this is Jason from Atlanta. So, Jack, I got a crackpot theory that's going to blow you out of the water. Just finished the episode, and when Jacob said, you found a loophole, you made it back to the island, it's Charles Widmore in his body. So, yeah, you heard it first here. Jason McClendon from Atlanta.
Jay and Jack, this is Bob from Detroit. I just finished the show, and it was bloody amazing. I really believe that the two men in the beginning on the beach, Jacob and the other man, are some sort of gods. Jacob being the light, like John Locke talked about the light when he talked with Walt playing backgammon. He talked about the dark side, the other man. When are we going to get to see more of the Black Rock? I've been waiting for it since it left Portsmouth, England. Was it ever a Locke risen from the dead? Or was it a manifestation? I really messed that word up. Manifestation of the Dark Man. That's all I got, Jay and Jack. Bye.
Well, I think the war between the Jaders and Skaters is finally over.
All I know is the guy, Jacob's enemy, has to be the monster, has to be some form of the monster, because why else would the monster take the form of Alex and tell Ben to do whatever John said? That's all I got. Holy crap!
Hey, Jay and Jack. What a great episode. All I have to say is wow. Amazing. But did anybody else think when they saw Jack in the Dharma jumpsuit with the plutonium strapped to his back, Ghostbuster? Because I did.
Yes, this is Jimmy from New York. I have a message for Jack, the Jack with hair. If you're interested in a girl, there's several things you can do. You can call her. You can email her. You could have someone pass a note to her. Let's see. You could Twitter, Facebook, MySpace, fax. Not a hydrogen bomb, dummy.
Hey, guys. It's the H-Bomb from South Carolina. Just got a quick theory that so that bomb is detonated, but the force of that bomb is just barely stronger than that gravitational electromagnetic force at the Swan. So that force of that bomb is coming out, but just a little by little, just enough to maybe try to contain it and release it every 108 minutes.